وعليكم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إني أحبكم في الله. I love you all in Allah and for the sake of Allah. I just came from Mecca after Hajj. Alhamdulillah, I am so happy to come meet our Sheikh, Sheikh Ahmed Muhammadi, and to meet my brothers in Islam in Durban. I will share with you some ayats and some ahadith about the importance of dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Let's focus, let's analyze this beautiful piece of ayah or part of this ayah. Very short, but straight to the point. It's a great formula that you mention Allah, Allah will mention you. Simple. Talha, are you with me? We have Talha there, mashallah, and I love to interact with the children too, to get them, inshallah, to be imams and to be ulama. Say ameen, inshallah. So this is a great benefit of dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah al-Khaliq al-Kareem al-Rahman al-Rahim will mention you. Say alhamdulillah. Allah is mentioned. When you say alhamdulillah, Allah will mention you too. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Is it difficult to be mentioned by Allah and to be rewarded highly by Allah? Only move your lips. حرك شفتيك. رسول الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم we say what? طلحة صلى الله عليه وسلم. So whenever we say صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah will give us 10 blessings. From who? From Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Allah will give us 10 blessings from الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم على حبيبنا وسيدنا محمد. اللهم صل وسلم عليه. And he told us, he commanded us on a Friday. He said, أكثر علي من الصلاة. Multiply your salah on him, upon him, on Friday. So let's do a lot of sending blessings to our dear Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly on Friday. So, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. When you mention Allah, Allah will mention you. Very simple. Another beautiful benefit that we can gain remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells us in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. What do you need more? Through your istighfar, very simple. You move your lips, say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, and Allah will grant you forgiveness, maghfirah, wa ajran azima. Brothers, sisters, I'm not sure if there are sisters there. Maybe upstairs. Why do we pray? Why do we do good deeds? We need what? Maghfirah wa ajr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can get that in a very simple way. Very simple way of getting thawab, reward, ajr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just move your lips. When you come to the masjid, when you walk, when you go, when you wait, subhanallah, 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 alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah. وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Those who remember Allah much. Males or females? والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. Females too. Allah has prepared for them مغفرة, great forgiveness and great reward from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition to that, another great benefit بذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. الله أكبر. It's great remedy, great cure for our hearts. When you say, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. You feel peace of mind, tama'nina, contentment, tranquility. Allahu akbar. This is another great benefit. It's a great remedy for our hearts from ghafla. When you feel that you have some, you know, even you are angry, you are bored, you are this. لا حول قوه الا بالله استغفر الله استغفر الله لا تنيو يريلاك سبحان الله لا اله الا الله. What a great thing in Islam that we have. When you mention Allah and you feel relieved. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine those who have depression and problems in the West, for example. When they come to Allah, la ilaha illallah, they say la ilaha illallah, all their problems will be solved. So we can share this beauty also with others. I will speak about this before I conclude, inshallah. I spent about 20 years in the United States and the UK, working there, studying there. So I can tell you about the great need. The great need to invite those people, depressed people, sick, mostly, you know, they have emotional and psychological problems. Islam gives the remedy and the solution. Allahu Akbar. Another important and beautiful thing about dhikrullah, just imagine, my dear brothers and sisters, youngsters, children, elderly, uncles, malaika are surround us. They are surrounding us now. يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم tells us in a beautiful hadith that ما اجتمع قوم يذكرون الله. And this hadith, in this hadith it says ما اجتمع قوم, there is another hadith, في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كلام الله. But this hadith is speaking about dhikr. ما اجتمع قوم يذكرون الله إلا حفتهم الملائكة. The angels will surround them. Just imagine now that the angels are attending this majlis of dhikr. And they will call upon others. Angels, come here. There is a majlis of dhikr here. Allahu Akbar. What a great thing that the malaika are surrounding us. Say la ilaha illallah. Say subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma salli ala al-habib. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. There are many, many, many beautiful things about dhikr. Ibn al-Qayyim, Ibn Taymiyyah, they have beautiful books and beautiful sayings. For example, Ibn al-Qayyim said in a great statement saying that if on the only benefit of dhikr, it is only protection, wiqaya min shaytan, it should be enough for us. It's a wiqaya. Wiqaya, hirz. Hirz, protection from the shaytan. It should be good enough for us. Allahu Akbar. And Ibn Taymiyyah says a beautiful, another beautiful statement. It says, dhikr for the qalb, for the heart, is like, you know, water for the fish. Can fish survive without water? Can the fish survive outside of the sea or the ocean? No. So this shows us, you know, the importance of dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another beautiful thing that I would like to share with you about dhikr, there are many, many, many. In some ulama, they listed about 70 benefits of dhikr. Just let me finish the hadith I started with. إِلَّا حَفَّتْهُمْ مَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمْ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ. When a group of Muslims gather and they mention Allah, the malaika will surround them. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ. The rahmah will descend upon them. وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهُمُ السَّكِينَةِ. The sakina will envelop them. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will mention them. Listen to this part. الله والميشن ذم دير في الملأ الأعلى وده ملائكة. أخي what do you need more? What do you need more? Only through ذكر. How much time does it take? How much effort, physical effort does it take? Just move your lips. And by the way, what's more beautiful? If I ask you, what's the easiest way? What's the easiest way of getting ajr in Islam? What's the easiest way of getting ajr in Islam? Think about it. Some might say dhikr, right? Some might say reading the Quran. Just imagine if we read one page. In one page, we have about, I'm speaking about the Medina Mus'haf. That you find in Al-Haram. Huh? There are 400 letters. 400 letters in one page. Mus'haf al-Madina. Do we have a Mus'haf al-Madina here? I can show you that. Okay. 400 letters. Multiplied by 10. Children can tell us that. They can calculate it. 4,000 hasanats reading one page. Allahu Akbar. Easy way, very easy way of getting hasanat. But what is more easiest and easier? What? Can you think about it? Think about it. What is the easiest way of getting hasanat in Islam? You can ask others about it. The easiest way of getting hasanat and thawab in Islam is to have ham, niyyah. If you plan, the hadith says, man hamma bihasana. Man hamma, you know hamma? Just you think, I will do that. I will read Surah Al-Kahf today, inshallah, Yawm Al-Jumu'ah. We are recommended to read also Surah Al-Kahf, right? If you intend to say 500 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Asr, for example, between Asr and Maghrib, you can stay in your place, istighfar, dhikr, and dua. Make niyyah. And the hadith says, man hamma bihasana. Whoever intends, thinks of doing a good deed, it will be written for him a hasana. Just thinking. Even before doing it. And he did not do it yet. But if he did it, 10 hasanats up to 700 times. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi yudha'ifu. لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Islam is so beautiful. So let's live it. Let's enjoy it. Let's teach our children, our beloved ones. Let's teach our neighbors and non-Muslims about the beauty and the greatness of Islam. And let me conclude with this beautiful hadith. يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لَقِيتُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَيْلَةَ أُسْرِيَ بِي. I met Ibrahim on the night of Isra. وقال لي يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب. فقال لي يا محمد. إبراهيم told our dear prophet Muhammad, أقري أمتك مني السلام. Convey my salam to your ummah. So we say وعليك السلام يا إبراهيم. عليك السلام يا إبراهيم. وأخبرهم. And listen to this part. وأخبرهم. Tell them, oh Muhammad, tell your ummah, بأن الجنة طيبة التربة. That Jannah has fertile, different variation dialects, American or British or South African, fertile or fertile. Good soil in Jannah. And the water, وماؤها عذب. And its water is pure. Jannah. وأنها قيعان. It's plain, ready for planting. Listen to this, please. وأن غراسها. That the plantation in Jannah is saying, سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. So how many trees do you want to plant for you in Jannah? Tell me, please. How many trees can you plant in Jannah? Move your lips, saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Let's say it, please, together. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Now trees are being planted for us in our names, in your name. So inshallah we will see trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of ashjar trees in Jannah. The last thing I would like to share with you before the end of this bayan, brothers and sisters, we as Muslims, we have a great responsibility to share the beauty of Islam, to share dhikr, to remind others, to teach others to make dhikr. Even our families, our beloved ones, our parents, our children, share this with them. You stay with your family members, say, La ilaha illallah, subhanallah. Let them say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remind them. And we should also invite non-Muslims to the beauty of La ilaha illallah. What is the best dhikr? La ilaha illallah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in a great hadith, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا. Say La ilaha illallah. You will succeed. You will prosper. قولوا لا إله إلا الله. It's the key to Jannah. La ilaha illallah. So let's, brothers and sisters, invite others. I was told that only there are about 2% of Muslims in South Africa. So how about the 98% of non-Muslims? Why don't we try our best to invite them to Allah nicely, kindly, wisely, with hikmah, with love, with respect, with mercy, with legality, in a legal way? Alhamdulillah, you have a beautiful... Whenever I go to the hotel, to the restaurant, people are ready. When I share with them, I say, okay, this small thing, small gift from Mecca, I share with them small car. Oh, thank you so much. Brother Muhammad Khan here, one lady followed us to the car, asking for Islamic materials. She said, you gave, you know, the other lady, but he did not give me that card. She followed us to the car. People are thirsty for the truth. Just imagine it. You know, if you give dawah, for example, now in France, or in, you know, Belgium, or these countries. I can tell you, I lived there for many years in Europe. You don't find this kind of friendly atmosphere. People are ready, compared to what I have seen abroad. So use it, invest it. It's wallahi a great responsibility, wallahi. On the day of judgment, they will come, your neighbors, the people here, they will hold you from there. Oh Allah, this neighbor was my neighbor for a couple of years, and he did not tell me anything about Islam. He's responsible. And subhanAllah, Shaykh Ahmad Didat, he's my teacher. I attended one of his seminars in 1985. He's my mentor, he's my teacher, Shaykh Ahmad Didat. So I am loyal, coming back to Durban again. And he used to repeat this ayah, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. This is the way he was saying it. This is the way he was, out of concern, out of ham. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you turn back, if you don't do the job, Allah will bring another people, and they will not be like you. And our dear Prophet ﷺ said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Deliver the message, give the message. Even Talha, even Muhammad's children can share an ayah like قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Our children can do the job. Train them. If the adults, they have some problems from other cultures, let's train the youth, let's train the children to do the job. وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكونوا أمثالكم. What's the reward? What is the أجر? رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم He told us in a great hadith لا يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم. If Allah guides one person, you might share small thing like this. And I have even smaller than that. I have smaller. Well, you know, when I travel, I give the pilots, I give the cabin crew, whenever I go, I share with them this card. Discover the beauty of Islam. We have, alhamdulillah, barcode and books in 55 languages. Through this website, we have about 300 people take shahada every month. Because we use chatting, digital. You can use now ChatGPT, you can use TikTok, you can use... The youth can do a great job. So let's use it. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. We are the witnesses. We are the witnesses on all humans. The ajr is لَيَّهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا. If Allah guides one person through your effort, maybe only through giving him this or a Quran or a copy or a link, they'd come to La ilaha illallah. خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرٌ نَعَمْ. It is better for you than the red camels. And the red camels at the time of Sayyidina Muhammad, it's like speaking about BMW, Porsche, Lexus, you name it. It's better for you than that car. So let's do the job. جزاكم الله خير. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. جزاكم الله خيرا.